Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, where are we?
I think the better question is, when are we? Someone's coming. Is that...
a one-legged man?
Shh, quiet!
Pieces of eight! Pieces of eight!
A one-legged man with a parrot! Excuse me, sir. Who are you?
Silver's the name. Long John Silver, they calls me. And who might ye be?
I...
Well, you got names, don't you?
I'm James Hawkins, and these are my friends Morgan and Max Goodwin.
At your service, James Hawkins. Mistress Morgan, Master Max.
At your service! At your service!
Could you curb the parrot, please?
Don't be afeard of Polly. She's harmless, just like me. So, tell me, mateys, how came ye to be on this beach in the dead of winter?
Winter? When we left home, it was summer.
Was it now? Well, that's quite a journey, lass. And where's home?
Well, you see, we...
Like you said, sir, we've traveled far. And as you can see, what's left of our little boat is in pieces. We're cold and wet.
And hungry.
Is there shelter nearby?
We're just a stone's throw from the best inn for miles. You're looking at her cook.
You're the cook.
And a fine one at that. Come now, the Admiral Benbow Inn awaits.
Did you say the Admiral Benbow?
Aye, you've heard of it.
It sounds familiar.
Hurry along then. Don't forget your sea bag.
My sea bag? Oh, my backpack! It made it through the It survived the journey.
We'll walk along the shoreline. Tide's going out. Surely you can keep up with a one-legged cook.
What are we doing? We need to find a way home.
First, we need dry clothes, food, and answers.
James is right. What choice do we have?
I can't hear you over the wind and the waves. What's that you said?
If you don't mind me asking, are we in Montauk?
Aye, on the very tip of Long Island.
How is that possible?
How's that?
Beg pardon, Mr. Silver, but we've been at sea so long, we've forgotten what year it is.
Why, it's 1756, in the year of our Lord. What else would it be?
1756?
1756! 1756!
BYU Radio presents Treasure Island 2020, a reimagined audio adventure based on the classic novel by Robert Louis Stevenson. Episode 3, A One-Legged Seafaring Man.
Here 'tis, me friends, the Admiral Benbow. May she last 200 years.
250.
If you say so, James. Shall we?
Is it just me, or are all of these rough customers looking at us?
It's not you, Max. Hello, everyone.
What are you staring at? These be three young visitors to our fair shore. Show 'em a warm welcome. I said, show 'em a warm welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Onward. How about a hot toddy and a woolen blanket?
Oh, they're shivering. Here's a place by the fire.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
That's more like it. I'll see to it they're well fed. The rest of you, make them feel at home.
Guys, is it possible? Did that whirlpool take us back in time 300 years?
263, actually, and it was a vortex.
Which is what, exactly?
Think of it like a door in the space-time continuum.
A door?
Look, ever since Einstein, scientists have said the faster you move through space, the slower you move through time.
You mean we were caught in a whirlpool, spinning so fast?
Vortex. It's a vortex.
A vortex? Spinning so fast that it took us back to the 18th century?
The same sort of vortex that brought Billy Bones forward to our time.
At least we're safe from Frank Kincaid and his modern-day pirates.
Yeah, but what if we've only traded them for the real deal? What if Long John Silver is the one-legged seafaring man Billy Bones warned us about?
We'll keep an eye on him. I like his parrot.
Parrots bite, and the man has a wooden leg.
Look around! Half these people are missing an arm, a leg, a few fingers, even an eye.
Morgan's right. It was a hard life back then.
Then is now. And I want to go home.
Max Goodwin, where's your sense of adventure?
Buried underneath my sense of not wanting to die in 1756.
And what about the treasure, the one Kincaid was after, that Billy Bones almost died for? The map is on your phone, Max. We're closer than ever to finding it.
And closer to getting our throats cut. Don't look now, but one of those one-eyed, four-fingered freaks is coming this way.
Oi, where'd you get them clothes, kiddies? Off a scarecrow?
Hello, sir. Nice eye patch. My name is James and—
Ain't talking to you, boy. You in a show or something, lassie?
This is how we dress, where we come from.
That's so. And the lads wear funny-looking spectacles like these.
Please give me my glasses back.
You must be blind. Even me good eye can't see a thing through these papers.
He asked nicely. Give them back, sir.
Or what? You gonna fight me for them?
On second thought, I don't need them. I mean, I can just squint or get myself a dog.
We said give my brother back his glasses.
Ooh, the lassie's got spirit, boys. What do we have here?
Hey, get away from my backpack.
I'm tired of you giving me orders, boy.
Hey, let me go.
You look hungry, Sam. Have some soup.
Have some soup. Have some soup.
Burns! It burns!
Don't like my soup, eh? How'd you like me to serve it with a carving knife?
I'm sorry, John Silver.
Now, kindly give Master Max back his spectacles.
Sure, John. Whatever you say, John. Here you are, lad. I clean them with me sleeve, if you like.
No thanks. It's covered in soup.
You're forgetting your manners. Apologize to me young friend, Morgan.
Beg pardon, lassie. I mean missy. I mean, any friend of Long John Silver's is a friend of Sam Moffat's.
Now get, before I put you in a pot and boil like a lobster.
Fine, I'm leaving.
Thank you, Mr. Silver.
Max, don't you have something to say to Mr. Silver?
Is there any more soup?
The inn's full up for the night, but you can rest your weary bones here in the galley.
Galley?
What sailors call a kitchen.
Right.
So, Mr. Silver, you say you're a seafaring man?
Seafaring man? What?
I was. Till a killer whale took a bite of me leg in the South China Sea. I decided then and there I'd rather cook a fish than be eaten by one. Been a landlubber ever since.
My brother was concerned you might be a pirate.
Me? A pirate? That's a good one, ain't it, Polly? John Silver is a peace-loving man, unless he's provoked. Now, suppose you tell me how you three ended up on that beach in them strange clothes with that funny-looking sea bag.
Well, you see...
We were shipwrecked, Mr. Silver.
Shipwrecked?
Yes. We were bound for the West Indies when a terrible storm came as if from nowhere.
The crew was brave, but the ship started taking on water, and our dear parents put us in a lifeboat. The next thing we knew, a giant wave swept us away and smashed our little boat into bits on the beach.
It's a wonder you're still alive.
It's a miracle.
I can hardly believe it myself.
Poor things. Then you're orphans.
We pray that's not true, but the only way we'll know is to find our way to the West Indies and hope our beloved parents are waiting for us there.
Well, there's many a ship in the harbor bound for warm water, but it costs a pretty penny to book passage.
Something tells me they don't take Apple Pay.
Pay your way with apples, you say?
Now, Max was joking. How much would it cost?
More coins than you've got, lass.
Will this do?
As I live and breathe, a Spanish doubloon.
Pieces of eight. Pieces of eight.
May I ask where you got it?
On our voyage, we made the acquaintance of a Mr. William Bones.
James helped Billy out with a problem of his.
Billy Bones, eh? 'Tis a strange name.
He was a strange man.
Well, I'm grateful that the fates brought the three of you to me. And when morning comes, I'll help you find a ship to take you to the West Indies.
You will? You'll help us?
Who am I to argue with the fates? Till then, sleep tight, James, Max, Morgan.
Good night, Mr. Silver, and thank you.
Good night, Polly.
Sleep tight. Don't let the killer whales bite.
James, you awake?
Like I could sleep with Max making all that noise.
That boy can snore through a hurricane.
You can wake the dead. What time is it?
Oh, it's about 1756.
I still can't believe it. We're time travelers. Just think of the stories we'll tell when we get back home.
Home? Now you're talking. When morning comes, we find the vortex, wherever it is, and go back to where we belong.
We can't quit yet, Max. Billy Bones almost died to protect the treasure.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
And what about the weird note we found in the old pirate book? It had all three of our names on it. Like we were meant to find it. You still have it, don't you, James?
Right here in my backpack, along with Billy's old key.
This is not some fun adventure story. We're trapped in the past. The dirty, scary, dangerous past. And I'm pretty sure I just saw a rat with an eye patch.
We can't find the vortex without a boat, Max. The way back is forward. And thanks to you, we've got Billy's treasure map, the one tattooed on his chest, preserved on your phone.
About that.
Don't tell me you lost it.
Might as well have. Look what happens when I try to turn it on.
Ooh.
Maybe it was the salt water, or the electromagnetic field of the vortex, or maybe the batteries just shot. We may have survived the vortex, but my phone was not so lucky.
There goes our treasure map and our adventure.
Wait. Max, did you take a good look at the map?
Of course I did.
Why?
Max has a photographic memory, which means...
The map is preserved in my brain where no one can touch it.
I knew it! Max, you're brilliant!
Treasure Island, here we come!
Max, say something. Can you get us there?
Now, ain't that a sight? A forest of tall ships, each one with a heart of oak. Ahoy there! It's Long John Silver and friends.
Silver and friends. Silver and friends.
I'll be right back, kids.
Do we have to wear these silly clothes? My pants are enormous.
Why are you complaining? I'm the one in a skirt to my ankles.
Shh. Mr. Silver was nice enough to procure us some warm and appropriate attire. We have to blend in or we'll never get aboard one of these ships.
We aren't telling Long John Silver about the treasure, right?
He could still be Billy's one-legged seafaring man. Let's see how this goes.
I'm sure it's gonna go just great.
Here he comes.
Now listen up, young friends. Let John Silver do the talking. It's a wicked world with wicked people who would take advantage of good sorts like you.
I like the look of that ship, Mr. Silver. The Flying Fox.
You got a good eye, James, lad. But the captain's a real hard case. Fortunately, he's a friend of mine. Ahoy, Captain Gower! Permission to come aboard.
State your business, John Silver.
My friends here wish to book passage to Jamaica.
Then your friends can look elsewhere. I don't sail with children.
We're not children, and we'll pay our way.
With what? Seashells?
With these.
Spanish gold.
Huh? Spanish gold?
Aye, that got your attention, didn't it, Gower? These orphans have rich folks waiting in Jamaica. There's plenty more of them coins when they get there.
Well, I might be willing to take the two lads to work their way, but every sailor knows a female on a ship is bad luck.
Excuse me? Blatantly sexist.
How's that?
It's all of us or none of us.
Then I guess it's none. Take these waifs and move along. Go find yourselves another ship before I feed you to the fishes.
You listen here, you close-minded chauvinistic...
Come along, friends. There's other ships in the sea.
It's no use. We've tried every ship in the harbor. We're either too young...
or too female.
Where did Mr. Silver go? Because I'm freezing, and if he gave up on us, I think we should take that as a sign.
Wait, what about that one over there? I don't think it was docked when we started looking.
It's smaller than the rest. Looks kind of rickety, too.
Shh! The captain's on deck. He might hear you.
Why is he staring at us like that?
I think he's got a nice face. The only one we've seen without a beard.
How are we doing, friends?
Mr. Silver, there you are. What do you think about that ship?
Well, I've seen worse. Give it a go, James.
Me?
Why not? You can only be better than I was.
Ahoy there, Captain! We're looking for passage to the West Indies!
Was wondering when you'd get to me. Ain't had much luck today, have ya?
Because of me! These cavemen are too scared to sail with a girl on board.
Are you scared, Captain?
Me! I'd be in trouble if I was! Here, lass. Hold me pipe and me hat.
Okay.
Whoa. That is a lot of red hair.
You're a girl!
Captain Bonnie O'Rourke to you. Me husband, may he rest in peace, was the owner and skipper of the Hispaniola. He taught me how to sail her in weather fair and foul, as well as any man.
I like your pants. I'm Morgan.
Pleased to make your acquaintance, Morgan.
Then you'll take us? We'll pay our way and work for it, too.
Takes more than a ship and sail. I have a couple of loyal hands, but the same superstition that keeps you on dry land keeps me from finding a full crew.
Beg pardon, ma'am. I mean, Captain.
You're the cook at the Admiral Benbow, are you not?
Silver's the name. Long John to me friends. And suppose I was to offer me own humble self as ship's cook.
You'd go with us, Mr. Silver?
Why not, lad? Old John's been landlocked far too long. He's got the itch to go adventuring again.
That makes four of us. It's a start.
Have you sailed before?
No, but we'll learn fast.
Do you have seasick pills?
What say ye, Captain Bonnie O'Rourke?
You say I don't like the cut of your jib, John Silver. And your stew ain't so great neither. I'll round up me own crew. You stick to your stove.
Suit yourself. But if you change your mind, you know where to find me.
Come back tomorrow, kids. With some luck, I'll have a full crew ready to sail.
For the sake of me young friends, I hope you will.
Mr. Silver, why doesn't she want you on her ship?
Pure prejudice, James, lad. I can do more with one leg and a wooden stump than the whole Royal Navy.
I like her, but will she be able to find a crew?
In a word, Morgan, lass, not a chance.
That's three words.
Still here, I see, Silver. No takers?
We found a ship, Captain Gower.
A rust bucket without a crew. That won't get you very far.
It ain't polite to gloat, Gower.
Not gloating. As a matter of fact, I've been reconsidering your offer.
You mean you've been reconsidering the gold?
Smart one, aren't you? Meet me back here at midnight. I'll sneak you aboard my ship before the crew's the wiser. Once we set out to sea, it'll be too late to turn back.
What's to stop your crew from tossing the girl overboard?
I give my word as an officer and a gentleman. I'll protect her.
No way.
We can't risk it.
We'll do it. We didn't come this far to stop now.
Brave girl.
Aye, she's braver than all of us put together. Till midnight, then.
Midnight. Midnight.
Gower? Captain Gower? Where are you?
Shh! Down here. Climb into the longboat and we'll row you to the ship.
Who's we?
Just me and Joe, my bosun's mate. Say hello to the fine folks, Joe.
Friendly guy.
Step lively. It'll be 8 bells soon and the changing of the watch.
Do you need help coming down, Mr. Silver?
Very kind of you, lad, but I think I can manage.
Wow, he moves pretty good.
For a one-legged seafaring man.
Well, let's be off then. Time and tide wait for no man or woman.
It's awfully dark and cold. A moon would have been nice.
Better this way.
Better for whom?
All right, Joe. This is far enough.
Captain, why have we stopped in the middle of the harbor?
We haven't reached the ship.
And some of us never will.
Gower, put down that pistol.
I'm afraid I can't do that, John Silver. I'll have that gold. All of it. Or you and your friends end up at the bottom of the sea.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
You! You're nothing but a thief!
Joe, your dagger.
Sharp as a razor, she is.
Now he talks.
The gold, if you please, kiddies.
Or if you don't please.
You've thought of everything, Gower.
That's a habit of mine.
Thought of everything, except for that hooting over there.
It's an owl. What about it?
Might want to look a bit closer.
Your parrot sounds like an owl?
When she wants to. And did I mention she bites?
Watch out for the bird!
She bites! She bites!
Ow! Bloody bird, she's got me knife!
And now for that pistol! You missed, but I won't miss with me crutch. Into the drink with you!
Morgan, Max, grab an oar!
I don't know how to row.
No, use it to hit Joe.
Oh, right, Joe.
Nice kid. You wouldn't hit me with that oar now, would you?
Hit him with the oar.
One, easy.
Two.
Easy there, kid.
Charge!
I hope you two can swim!
Silver, I'll catch you for this!
Not if the sharks get you first! I think I see a dorsal fin off the starboard bow.
Swim for it, Joe! Swim! I'm swimming as fast as I can!
Are there really sharks out there, Mr. Silver?
Who knows? Now, row for shore, friends! Food and drink are on me!
Woohoo! Let's go!
Nothing like a nice hot meal after a refreshing trip around the harbor. Eat up! Eat up!
We are, Mr. Silver. And you, Polly.
Huh? You and Polly?
Captain Gower would have fed us to the fishes.
More stew, please.
How can we repay you?
Just seeing you safe and sound is all the reward I need.
Mr. Silver, I need to ask you something.
What is it, James?
It's about Billy Bones.
Hawkins?
Are you sure about this?
It's okay, I think. See, Billy Bones. He washed up on the beach and he was saying things.
What kind of things was he saying?
He warned me about a one-legged seafaring man.
And you think I'm him?
It crossed our minds.
Ah, I can see now why you'd have a hard time trusting Long John Silver, aside from me rough looks. If you need to take your journey without me, I will harbor no hard feelings.
You saved our lives.
This be a dark and dangerous world, James. It's a better place with folks like you three in it.
There's something else. Billy Bones, he was a pirate, we think. And he had a map, a treasure map, tattooed on his chest.
On his chest, you say?
I had a picture of it, but then you might say I lost it.
That is a pity.
Only, I still have it here in my head, committed to memory.
My brother has a big brain, sometimes too big.
We all have our gifts. I suspect Max is smarter than most I've encountered.
Thanks, and you're right.
Anyway, part of the reason why we need a ship is to find the treasure.
I see. It must have been a burden carrying that secret all the way here from wherever it is you came from. Now that you've shared it with me, let's take an oath on it.
When you say an oath, do you mean a blood oath?
I told you, I don't believe in bloodshed. Here's me hand. Let's shake on it. One atop the other like flapjacks. All for one and one for all, eh?
All for one and one for all.
If there's a treasure, we'll share it, okay?
If you say so, James Hawkins. But your friendship is treasure enough.
Captain Bonnie, we're back.
Good news, Master Hawkins. I found some brave souls who don't mind sailing with a woman at the helm.
And another on board?
Aye. I put out the word and, wouldn't you know, about a dozen men showed up this morning.
A dozen? That's enough to sail?
Close enough, Max. They're a rough bunch, but they'll do. As long as they get paid.
I think we need to tell her, Hawkins.
Me too.
Tell me what?
We found a map. A treasure map. Of an island just waiting to be discovered. And we can find it, if you'll take us all there.
All?
They mean me, Captain.
Mr. Silver, I thought I made myself clear.
He saved our lives. We won't go without him.
I want to help. I hear the way they muck you, Bunny. How they treat you like you aren't a real captain.
I can outsail and outrun the lot of them.
We believe you can. And we believe that you can get us where we need to go.
I don't trust you, John Silver. But I trust these kids, so that'll have to be good enough.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, aye, aye.
Crew, come meet your benefactors.
Long John Silver, as I live and breathe.
Him, the bully you dumped the soup on.
Sam Moffat. Guess we're all one big crew now.
No hard feelings, then.
Long as we all understand who's in charge. And mind your language, there's young'uns on this voyage.
We've heard it all on the subway.
How's that?
He means we come from the city.
I wasn't just talking of you, Butch. I meant be cabin girl. You! Pip!
Aye, Captain.
Morrigan, James, and Max, meet Pip.
That's a big knife you carry for such a little kid.
Big enough to carve you into fish bay.
A word to the wise, gentlemen. Don't underestimate Pip. Or me.
Or me.
Well said, lass. Mr. Reed!
Aye, Captain.
This is Mr. Isaiah Reed. He sailed with me husband, and never once did he fail to bring the Hispaniola home as sound as when she left. He's me first mate, and his word is law.
Well, don't just stand there. At your stations, prepare to set sail.
If you'll excuse me.
Mr. Silver, you're going the wrong way.
Forgot me parrot, Captain. Can't sail without Polly. I'll be back, don't you worry.
If you're not, we'll sail without you.
We'll come with you, Mr. Silver.
Nay, James, lad. You get yourself stowed. And save a hammock for old John Silver. I won't be long. Blast this swamp. Me wooden leg keeps getting stuck in the mud.
You're lucky I don't toss you in with the other toads and snakes, Silver.
Now, Gower, is that any way to talk to a friend?
Some friend. I nearly drowned. And poor Joe has the pneumonia.
I'll say a prayer for him. I owe you both for making me out to be a hero to James Hawkins and friends.
Don't want your thanks or your prayers. I want the gold you promised.
And John Silver always keeps his promises. It's right here in me coat pocket. Hands up, as the outlaws say.
You dare to draw a pistol on me? I'll shoot you down like a dog.
Your powder's still wet, Gower, but mine is dry.
No!
Hard to believe I missed at this range. Oh well,
get me out of this mud.
Marksmanship never was my strong point.
Help me, Silver! I'm sinking into this infernal swamp!
I could hold out me crutch, but then what if you was to pull me in? Then we'd both be goners.
Help me, man! It's up to my chest! My neck!
Yes, I can see that. But not to worry. I'll say a prayer for you, too. That's me ship. Can't let it sail without me. Farewell, Captain Gower. Keep your chin up!
Silver!
Raise the gangplank, Mr. Reed.
Raising the gangplank.
Wait, here comes Long John Silver.
Wait for us.
Wait for us.
Permission to come aboard, Captain.
Permission to come aboard.
Next time I'll sail without you, Mr. Silver. Now mind you tend to your pots and pans.
Aye, Captain.
How long until we can set sail, Mr. Reed?
Not long now, Captain.
Prepare the ship to set sail. There's a puff of wind from the west.
We want an adventure. It's beautiful.
Will this old ship even make it to the Caribbean?
We'll make sure of it, Master Max. Smell that salt air. It's good to feel the sea beneath me again.
Your spyglass, Mr. Reed. What do you see at the end of the pier?
It's the constable. And there's a posse with him. With torches and pitchforks.
Let me see. That's Captain Gower with them. The man's covered in mud.
Blast you, John Silver! Stop that ship! You're not going anywhere except to jail!
Mr. Silver, what's the meaning of this?
Captain Bonnie, cross me heart and hope to die. I don't have a clue.
If that angry mob makes it aboard this ship, our adventure's gonna be over before it even begins!
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.